Chapter 13. And before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour hath come, that he may remove out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, who are in the world, to the end he loved them. And supper being come, the devil already having put it into the heart of Judas of Simon, Iscariot, that he may deliver him up. Jesus, knowing that all things the Father hath given to him, into his hands, and that from God he came forth, and unto God he goeth, doth rise from the supper, and doth lay down his garments, and having taken a towel, he girded himself. Afterward he putteth water into the basin, and began to wash the feet of his disciples, and to wipe with the towel with which he was being girded. He cometh, therefore, unto Simon Peter, and that one saith to him, Sir, now, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered, and said to him, That which I do thou hast not known now, but thou shalt know after these things. Peter saith to him, Thou mayest not wash my feet, to the age. Jesus answered him, If I may not wash thee, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith to him, Sir, not my feet only, but also the hands, and the head. Jesus saith to him, He who hath been bathed hath no need save to wash his feet, but he is clean altogether, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew him who is delivering him up. Because of this he said, Ye are not all clean. When, therefore, he washed their feet, and took his garments, having reclined at meat again, he said to them, Do ye know what I have done to you? Ye call me the teacher and the Lord, and ye say well, for I am. If then I did wash your feet, the Lord and the teacher, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For an example I gave to you, that, according as I did to you, ye also may do. Verily, verily, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his Lord, nor an apostle greater than he who sent him. If these things ye have known, happy are ye, if ye may do them. Not concerning you all do I speak, I have known whom I chose for myself, but that the writing may be fulfilled, He who is eating the bread with me, did lift up against me his heel. From this time I tell you, before it's coming to pass, that, when it may come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say to you, he who is receiving whomsoever I may send, doth receive me, and he who is receiving me, doth receive him who sent me. These things having said, Jesus was troubled in the spirit, and did testify, and said, Verily, verily, I say to you, that one of you will deliver me up. The disciples were looking, therefore, one at another, doubting concerning whom he speaketh. And there was one of his disciples reclining, at meat, in the bosom of Jesus, whom Jesus was loving. Simon Peter, then, doth beckon to this one, to inquire who he may be concerning whom he speaketh. And that one having leant back on the breast of Jesus, respondeth to him, Sir, who is it? Jesus answereth, That one it is to whom I, having dipped the morsel, shall give it, and having dipped the morsel, he giveth it to Judas of Simon, Iscariot. And after the morsel, then the adversary entered into that one, Jesus, therefore, saith to him, What thou dost, do quickly. And none of those reclining at meat knew for what intent he said this to him. For certain were thinking, since Judas had the bag, that Jesus saith to him, Buy what we have need of for the feast, or that he may give something to the poor. Having received, therefore, the morsel, that one immediately went forth, and it was night. When, therefore, he went forth, Jesus saith, Now was the Son of Man glorified, and God was glorified in him. If God was glorified in him, God also will glorify him in himself, yea, immediately he will glorify him. Little children, yet a little am I with you, ye will seek me, and, according as I said to the Jews, whither I go away, ye are not able to come, to you also I do say it now. A new commandment I give to you, that ye love one another, according as I did love you, that ye also love one another. In this shall all know that ye are my disciples, if ye may have love one to another. Simon Peter saith to him, Sir, whither dost thou go away? Jesus answered him, whither I go away, thou art not able now to follow me, but afterward thou shalt follow me. Peter saith to him, Sir, wherefore am I not able to follow thee now? My life for thee I will lay down. Jesus answered him, Thy life for me thou wilt lay down. Verily, verily, I say to thee, a cock will not crow till thou mayest deny me thrice.